Jessica Watson, solo sailing sensation. Name, Jessica Watson. Hometown, Boodorim, Queensland, Australia. Nationality, dual citizenship, Australian and New Zealander. Known for youngest person to sail around the world on her own. Casting off. Jessica Watson sailed around the world in a 10-metre boat called Ella's Pink Lady when she was just 16 years old. She sailed 23,000 nautical miles in 7 months. During all that time, Jessica was completely on her own. However, she did talk to her parents on the satellite phone every day and kept in touch with her support team and her friends through the internet. Ask Jessica. Were you totally alone on the boat for 7 months? No crew to help you?
Nope. I was on my own. I never left the boat and never went into a harbour. I was never bored or lonely, though. I had too much to do.
What did you eat?
My mum planned everything. I had food for 8 months, plus some extra, just in case. There was no fridge on board because it would have taken too much power. The main meals were pre-prepared. I just had to heat them up. I also had cereals and porridge, tinned fruit, hot drinks and treats, of course. I could bake my own bread in a pressure cooker. I ate very well, actually.
What about fresh water?
I had pretty much all the fresh water I needed on the boat. I only used fresh water for cooking and drinking. I topped up the tanks whenever it rained.
How did you keep clean?
I usually had a bucket bath. Sometimes I'd just have a quick scrub in salt water.
What about when you had to sleep?
The Pink Lady had two electric autopilots and four alarms that warned me when other ships came too close. I went to bed in a life jacket and overalls with a knife in my pocket and a headlight around my neck. After a while, I started sleeping less at night and more in the mornings. I never slept for more than 40 minutes at a time before getting up to check if everything was okay.
What about schoolwork?
I had a bag labelled schoolwork on board and I tried to keep up with my studies, but it wasn't easy. I read a lot though.
How did you keep in touch with everyone?
I had some pretty fancy equipment. Two satellite phones, one always in the grab bag ready for me to grab if I ever had to abandon ship. I had internet connection through a small satellite. This is what enabled me to send video clips, pictures, blog posts and emails. I also had a radio and a tracker.
A hero returns home. When she finally reached Sydney again, thousands of people were waiting for her. They sang the Australian national anthem and rolled out a specially made pink carpet to welcome her back home. Jessica Watson was everybody's favourite Australian teenager. She received the Young Australian of the Year Award and wrote a best-selling book called True Spirit about her adventure at sea. Jessica showed the world what a 16-year-old girl can do.